Hey fam, this is Hector Mirai, and you're listening to Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So this past weekend, I was at a Comic-Con with three of the voice actors for the Clone Wars series and all the Star Wars animation that followed as well. James Arnold Taylor, who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ashley Eckstein, who plays Ahsoka Tano, and Matt Lanter, who plays Anakin Skywalker. Now, I've been in the room with these folks plenty of times, met them at cons before, interacted with them, and so they weren't really my focal point of the show. The only time I've actually spent intentionally with them was when my daughters wanted to meet Ahsoka, and so we went and did that, got some autographs, she held my lightsaber, it was pretty cool. But my focus this weekend was a discussion panel, geek church on Sunday, and just adulting well in the con space. Saturday night, a young man came to the con and bought one of my Vader shirts that I have at my booth. It's a half silhouette of Darth Vader's face. The quote that says, "I find your lack of faith disturbing," and right below it, Hebrews 11:6, that says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God." And I've been selling that shirt for like 7 years, and I always thought it was cool, and it's very popular, but, you know, I was happy with it. I've never really put much consideration into how other people's opinions of it really matter, because I do what I want. But a young man bought a shirt on Saturday from my booth, wore it to Geek Church on Sunday, and then went to go meet Matt Lanter for a photo op signature thing wearing my shirt. And Matt Lanter, who plays Anakin, said he really liked my shirt. And you know what? Finding out that I actually had Darth Vader's approval on my Darth Vader shirt made me feel pretty great about it. And I was excited. Now I look at it with a little bit more esteem. It reminded me of this verse in 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." It was cool that Anakin liked my stuff and approved, but it's so much more important that we live our lives with the effort, with the intention that when God looks at our lives, we're going to be able to seek and receive his approval, not in our own strength, but through the grace and mercy he gives us. I want that approval. I hope you do too. If you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head on over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcast, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.